Okay, continuing about the rules we discussed about the Shvana and the Shvanach, the two ways, both of them look the same, as we mentioned. They both look the same, the two dots underneath the letters, but one is a pronounced and one is not pronounced. Sometimes it's just the sound of the letter itself, and sometimes it's the sounds like an is sound. We mentioned that there are five rules. The fifth rule being, if you have two similar letters, like the same letters, meaning chaf and a chaf. For example, the word yivrechachah, that was an example, or the word hinani, or for that matter, the word shigigasoi. Right, there's a word where if somebody does something b'shoigig, as he did on shigigasoi, his shoigig. So technically, the tamanim, I believe, would pronounce it shigigasoi, like that. And you got to make the first one is not, the first gimel will not be pronounced, because according to all the rules that we've learned and any other rules, technically the gimel would be a shvanach, which means it's read shigigasoi, right? But because of the problem that the two letters sound the same, therefore it becomes a shvana, and we read it shigigasoi. Another example, ulelameid. Technically, it would have to be read ulameid. Ulameid. Because according to the rules that we've learned, and we will discuss it in the future, there it's a shvanach. So ulameid. But because of the fifth rule that we said, we have two of the same letters, you therefore read it ulelameid in order to pronounce it properly. Did everyone understand what I said? Anyone didn't understand? Okay, clear? All right, so now, because of a question that was brought up, I want to mention a detail. The details about that, so far as that, this is referring to two of the exact same letters. Now, what happens if you have two similar letters, but they're not the same? They just sound similar. For example, when you have a dalet with a shva, and you have a taf immediately following that, take the word we have in Kriyat Shema, va'avadatem, which appears twice. One with an ayin, which means serving, and one with an aleph, which means being destroyed. Va'avadatem mehira, which means destruction, and va'avadatem elohim acherim, which means serving. Either way, both the same words, and we have a lot of similar type of words. There, the dalet, according to all the rules, would technically be a shvanach. So even though we always read it, va'avadatem, making the dalet, it pronounced shva, an active shva, a shvana, meaning va'avadatem, but technically, according to all the rules, the real accurate way of reading it is va'avad tem. Now, the problem with that is that a dalet and a tuf is similar, for sure, in Ashkenazi pronunciations. The dalet in this case and the tuf sound very much the same, and therefore, you're going to have problems reading it. So either you're going to make one of the two problems. Either you're going to read it as a shva na, like most people do, va'avad tem, which is not really accurate, or you'll end up, well, actually three problems. Or you'll split the word into two, right, and say va'avad tem, which is something that somebody wrote in a tshuva about 40, 50 years ago. He was Rav of Haifa. He wrote a sefer called Pa'as Sodcha, quoted in the book. And he says that that is a problem. Either you're going to read it wrong and you'll do the shvana, or you're going to make the word into two, va'avad tem, which is obviously ridiculous. Or, even worse, would be you'd actually swallow the letter, not pronounce it. If you're too overzealous, if you're too, so to speak, machmir on the reading of the shvana, you'll end up reading va'avad tem. Va'avad tem. Right, and if you're reading Megillah or Kriyat Shema, and somebody's being yotze with somebody or whatever it is, what you, or even for yourself, if you read the word va'avatem instead of va'avatem, you batched up, right? You missed the letter. So therefore, if you're going to do any of those, if you're going to end up skipping the letter, you're better off reading the Shvana. And there are sources based on Rambam and Raavad and the whole story that there are people that write, if you have trouble pronouncing the similar letters, even though it should be a Shvana, so it's supposed to be Vavadetem, if you can't do that, you can do it Vavadetem. Everybody got that? But if you practice this much, I don't think it's really a big deal. And probably anybody who takes a minute or two of time should be able to manage to say Vavadetem. Okay, everybody got that? Takes a bit of practice, but from now till 120, guys, I have plenty of time, and amit Hashem, we shall be able to pronounce the word properly. Now, we're not finished yet, just one more minute. I would like, now, there is, though, a bigger problem, and this was actually, this gets discussed in the book, but I actually realized Reuven, who is not here now, and he'll have to listen to the recording, he brought to my attention a ha'ara, which I did not think about, and I guess I should have put it in the book, so wait for the next printing if anyone's interested, and it only cost you, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, very quickly, if you have two letters that we pronounce exactly the same, for example, take the word in this coming week's Parsha, which is what ensued this whole discussion, is take the word nichechoy. There's a word in this week's Parsha, nichechoy sachanu al yom. Now, it's written with a chaf and a ches. Nich with a chaf, choy with a ches. Now, of course, according to Ashkenazi pronunciation, they're exactly the same. Not similar, like a dalet and a tav, but exactly the same. So Reb Reuven brought to my attention, L'chaira, even though the sources don't say that if you have two different letters, you can pronounce them as a shvana, but in this case, probably Reuven's right, that since we pronounce them exactly the same, or take, for example, a tes and a tav, take the word vishochateta, right? If you shechted an animal, and you shall shech, vishochateta, where the tes and the tav are exactly the same, at least in Ashkenazi pronunciation, therefore probably you could, maybe even l'chatchila, pronounce the word vishochateta, even though the Holy Book recommends doing it as a shvonach, which is possible if you practice, but it probably have basis to say vishochat. So again, two of the same letters. You do the first one; it's a shva, shva no. When they're similar letters but they're different, like the dalet and the tav, va'avad tem, it's preferable to try to pronounce them as the first one as a shva noch, va'avad tem, avad ti. But if you can't, you can do it as a shva no. And when you have two of the exact same letters, probably like Reuven said, you probably can just do l'chatchila and pronounce it as a shva no. Thank you for listening.